National master Andrew Sachs was involved with both the Piatigorsky Foundation and the Steiner Chess Club as a player, writer, and helper. Mr. Sachs served as one of the wall boys for the 1963 Piatigorsky Cup while in his teens and has written several articles about his experiences at this event and the Steiner Chess Club at www.chessdryad.com.
Did you have further contact with Mrs. P throughout the years?
I was very fortunate, yes, to have further contact. There was contact through my association with a student chess club of Los Angeles. Originally, at the Herman Steiner Chess Club in 1961, very early 62, since there were a number of junior players, she formed the so-called Steiner Juniors section. I was a member of it. Peter Ray, Bruce Antman, and a number of other young players. Not Jim Tarjan yet. He came in later. Then the venue changed to Cassio Street for tournaments. The Steiner Juniors metamorphosed into the Student Chess Club of L.A., run by Arthur Drucker. She delegated responsibility to Arthur Drucker. She was also present there, and we would see her there. Also, later on, much later, when I decided to do some freelance writing and wanted to write some things regarding her, regarding the student club, and regarding the first and second cup, she invited me over to her house more than once. I was there three times, the last time in 2006, and I sat down with her, and she told me stories about the organization of the tournaments and various things like that. And also, of course, I wrote an article called A Century of Style about her, and I felt that it was, you know, absolutely imperative that I talk to her about it, so it was a purely authorized article.
So this article, A Century of Style, it was written about her, I take it.
After I wrote it, I brought a copy of it with me and read her various passages to check, to make sure I was being 100% faithful to what happened and to, you understand. And, yeah, one detail, for example, was my understanding of the fact that originally the cups were planned to be every 2 years and only eight players. And she said, yes, originally. But she said, Andy, you have no, even though you were there, you have no idea of the enormous amount of work it took. And that's why it took 3 years to have the second one. And to make a long story short, there were no others. And this was her exact quote. It was an enormous amount of work. But, of course, the irony is, it's because she was so active, because she believed that she needed to do everything. That's
right.
So you understand.
Right. In the essay that Bent Larson wrote, he said that one of her, she had many, many admirable skills, but delegation was not her strong point.
Nope, she wanted to do it herself.
So if you were to sum up any particular reason why there wasn't a third cup, do you think it was mainly just because it was the workload? It was just a huge amount of work that was entailed? Or
that
might have been something else that contributed?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. And, of course, for the second cup, no doubt, there must have been challenges in getting Fisher there. All I know is, you know, as they say from the horse's mouth, she said the reason was it was too much work. It was just too much. That the fact that there weren't further cups.
Now, at almost the same time, because, of course, the tournament ends in 66, and I
right.
believe the her association with the Steiner Club ended a couple years after that.
Right. Right. Her period of chess philanthropy, as you know, as seriously as they took it, as active as they were, in the late 60s, was dissipating for whatever reasons. And it was not long after that, I don't know, you know that she got into sculpture and was converted her one of her garages into a studio, and was sculpting hours per day, and became a fine arts patron in various respects. Right. Her, the chess patronage in the late 60s was waning, right.